and welcome to this week's episode of the Blue Toon Podcast. This week it is the first in our series of interviews that we've got lined up for you with former Peterhead and current Peterhead players. This week it is the turn of former Peterhead player Dougie Cameron. In this interview he talks about these three spells at Peterhead as well as his time at Dundee.
Okay, this week joining myself is our former Peterhead player who over three spells played 138 times for the club and scored 14 goals. Welcome along, Dougie Cameron. Dougie, how are you?
God, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate you putting me up in a big swanky hotel this evening. Fantastic, God. Appreciate that.
There's the first
Roger as well. That was good of him. Appreciate that, Roger.
There's the first lie first kicked us away.
That's not a swanky one.
Thanks for coming on. Thanks for your time. How are things with you then?
Doing away fine. Yeah, as I say, young family, so absolutely non-stop here, so it's full on, but yeah, enjoying that, everything good, and still trying to keep up with scores and stuff like that. Not being involved in football is the first time in a long time, but yeah, everything good, so a bit of family time, enjoying it, my first year out, and hopefully get back in soon.
Have you missed that, not being, I know you're not involved, but missed that even going to games over the last sort of 2 years and such?
I don't miss the bloody training, but I miss the whole, I miss the competitive aspect of it in the part with the boys. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Being in it so long, you meet a lot of good people along the way, and taking a back seat now, you miss some things, but you actually, like, you don't miss the other things, like the training on Mondays and Wednesdays in the nicest possible way. Still trying to look out for results of former teams and stuff, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
We'll come on to it a bit more later on, but three spells at Peterhead, you must have really enjoyed your time up there.
Enjoyed that, honestly, back and forward, bloody Norris. I thought it was actually four, but if it was three, I'll take your word, because you are the start man, as I was saying. love my time. My uncle stays in Ellen, and my family's in Aberdeen, so it was great, because we got sort of catch up with these guys as well. So, yeah, Peterhead, close to the heart. Really enjoyed my time there.
And you're obviously for doing Dundee direction. And what is it about sort of players for your direction and also yourself, Colin McDonald, a lot of players from sort of Dundee, Tayside, Perth? What was it kind of attracted so many players up here for the last sort of 20, 22 years?
You know, just the whole club was a good thing. But when we first spell, there was a good group of us. And we sort of got a people carrier on the go. And there were a good bunch of boys, good types going up. So thoroughly enjoyed that. And a few beers on the way back always bloody helps from Peterhead, because it's a fair trek. But nah, good club. Loved it. From the word go, it was on loan, obviously, to start with. And just everything about the club. Couldn't speak highly enough of it.
Okay, as I said, we'll come into that later on, but let's take you right back to the beginning then, before you even joined Dundee. Were you, as a youngster, did you play for a local team or did you play for a school team?
Yeah, just played for the school team, then just a local team. Just all my friends sort of thing, all my buds, so that was fine. We just enjoyed it. The whole setup there was fantastic. Then we got into sort of S signings with Dundee, and we're just training once a week. But just wanted to play with my pals on a Sunday. That was the most enjoyable thing, and that's what Mum and Dad wanted to do. Just keep going with your friends. Then I sort of gradually got involved with the senior sort of side of it.
And what type of player were you back then?
Freaking hopeless. I was a holding midfielder back in the day. Not a book, nothing like that, just sort of bring it about. Hopeless.
Did you have any boyhood heroes at that time? Did you have any players that you enjoyed watching?
A few United boys, I loved them. The old Swedes that came across, Eric Bedard, all these boys, but probably Paul Gascoigne was the main one. Like, loved watching him. Zidane as well, to be fair, but yeah, just enjoyed watching these boys.
Were you able to go to games at that time as well? Would you watch it?
Yeah. Dad was involved with the football, so we were United men. So we used to go and watch United games and things like that. So we'd try to follow them. So we got to a few games. And obviously with football and training, that makes it a bit more difficult over the weekends. But yeah, United boys. So tying up as many games as possible.
A decent team back in the sort of late 90s, okay. Isn't it?
They were fantastical. Hopeless now, but they were fantastical back in the day, and loved it. Just going with your friends and pals to watch the games was great.
And a couple of guys that used to play for United played for Peterhead. Ended up Mark Perry, Robbie Winters, that kind of guys.
Yeah, Fred Perry. What a man. Honestly, what a man. Fred. Jamie Bucks as well was at United. But these two, Jamie Bucks, Freddie P, fantastic. My cup of tea, these boys.
So you ended up joining Dundee, I think it was 2000, roughly.
Yeah, turned about there, yeah.
So was that... what was your impression of Dundee at that time? Because I think that was around about the time that the sort of Italian-Argentinian invasion was coming in.
Yeah, that's when it was sort of coming through. So there was a few boys that had the same age group, so we'd obviously come through all the youth. So there was a good crop of us coming through at that time, but just not knowing what the hell would happen, obviously with all the Italianos and stuff like that. But great times, honestly, great times. It wouldn't change anything. Met some best friends for life there. Then we enjoyed it, loved it, worked our bollocks off, so to speak, and also enjoyed ourselves at the youth. So, yeah, really enjoyed that going in there.
Did you have the option to go to United, or was it just Dundee come in?
Just Dundee. Oh, listen, I would have loved United, but nah, just Dundee.
Was that a hard conversation to have with your dad saying that you're signing for Dundee, or was it something?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. They were all right. Everyone was all right. So, yeah, it was fine. Left end of fifth year and got involved, so it was good. Obviously played with them right through from, I think it was 14s, 15s, sort of in training, so then into S signing. So, yeah, so it was fine. Yeah, as I say, good bunch of boys.
Did you ever get involved in the first team at that time? You know, it looks like Canigia was there, Sara, Caballero, that kind of guys. Were you able to train with them?
Yeah, I was we were training with them then. Made my debut with all these boys, so there was a good bunch. Not Canigia, it was like Ravinelli and all these boys made my debut, so we also had Gavre and all these characters. So there was a good bunch, Novo and all these boys. So then we saw Canigia, he was further, but just it was a different world back then. Like, you know, to think these boys were, you know, in the same dressing rooms was incredible. So obviously it's bit them on the arse financially now, but at the time, absolutely beautiful.
What was it like to be around the club at that kind of time then?
It was good. I mean, a lot of, as you say, the foreign import, but it was still the local lads. So, and it all blended well. There was good patter between them, but and just the standard was frightening. Training, you know, Telford, Lenny, Callum, Heggie, trying to think who else. We're all sort of in the fringes there to get in, so we're sort of training with the first team, and just the standard, it was a massive jump, but we're sort of, there was a few of us going in it together, so it made it easier for us.
Did it lift it, the city? Did it give it a bit more, did it highlight the club as a whole, do you think?
I would say so. Obviously United have dominated for years, so to get some of these players on board at Dundee was unbelievable. And I think crowds, everything, everybody jumps on the old bandwagon, don't they? But at the time, fantastic. I don't know how many years I had at it, but probably in the long run, it's probably bit them well and truly in the buttocks, this one. But yeah, at the time, fantastic.
Before you went to Peterhead on loan, how far away were you from the first team, or was that a path that it was still a bit away for you?
I think it was a bit away, so I probably needed to toughen up a wee bit. And Mayors, the goalkeeping coach, I know spoke about him before, but he was great. He was a good influence in that in terms of getting me up there. He took myself and Callum up there when Shuri and Amber Gaffer, and it was exactly what both of us needed at that time. As I say, going into sort of men's football and, you know, getting proper game time, and it was the best decision, that one, going there. There was obviously not knowing the club at the time, and travelling wasn't a problem, but yeah, just going into it. So yeah, massive, I would say.
Did you get any other options to go elsewhere, or was it just primarily Peterhead the only option?
Yeah, I think there was a couple of sniffs. In terms of on loan, yeah, there was a couple of sniffs, but obviously I knew Mayors, and Robbie was the physio in there as well. So once again, if you know some guys that are in the club, it sort of makes it easier. And it was myself and Callum going to be that had been offered. So yeah, it was a no-brainer at that time.
And did you think it was something that you needed at that time as well?
Oh, 100%. Like that was massive. You know, we're playing like reserve games, 21s, and there was a few older senior ones there, and it was good standard, very competitive, good. They were playing like Monday then, but just needed to sort of take that step into sort of senior, get a wee taste for it, and you know, sort of grow a set of balls and get involved. So yeah, massive for me, to be honest with you.
Did you settle in quite quickly then with the guys that you mentioned there? And I think Sean McSkimmon would have been there as well at that time. You know, somebody else had been playing for Dundee. So did that kind of guys help you?
They proper men. I mean, that was an eye-opener. Proper men. Fantastic. Honestly, Kev Tindall, I'm trying to think who was there first time. Tulls, Rayside, Big Simmy, centre-half, Stewarty. Who else was Craig Cooper?
He'd been there, yeah.
Yeah, roam back the years. I'm trying to think who else was there. I can't think off the top of my head, but really, really good boys. I can't think who else was there. There was a centre mid, can't remember his name now. Good looking lad as well. But fantastic. They made me feel really at home. As I say, just proper work all week and just work so hard in training, and standard was very, very good. So yeah, great guys, great bunch, even though I can't remember the bloody names.
Did you? It was 20
years
ago. You could
get a lot of not Stuart McKay, that was the boy's name. No Kaiser. This boy was at East Fife and that, but good guys, very good guys.
Did you talk about your standards there, then obviously training with the guys that you were talking about earlier on, and then coming and playing in Division 3, as it was, the fourth tier. Did you find it difficult to adjust initially?
Nah, I enjoyed it. Competitive, that was one thing, and that's probably one thing that I needed to get in about it and put the foot in. But standard-wise, no, I felt it was okay. Felt once I got up to speed with it, yeah, felt quite comfy. Early doors, and I think Calm settled in quite well. And I think once again, the dressing room, the boys were great. So, and we knew a few of them anyway. So, definitely made you settle in quicker, and you know, you got to grips with the whole standard and enjoyed it.
Do you remember your first goal?
Montrose away
in a 2-1 win, yep.
Yeah. Sure, it was my birthday as well, if I remember correctly.
Been a good birthday present, then.
I can't remember. But I didn't score many early doors, to be honest with you. Bloody hell. I can't remember. I think it was playing left, but it was a centre mid the first spell. No many goals, so that's one thing I needed to add.
In your 28 games you got in that loan spell, and we ended up finishing fourth in the league, 3 points behind East Fife. How would you sum up that spell, then, that first spell?
I thought it went okay. I don't know what standard Peterhead did, but I know they'd come up through the sort of Highland League, but I don't think there was any expectation at that time to win leagues or challenge. But I think, you know, I think we set a good account of ourselves over the sort of course of that season, and it's something to build on, I would say, with that one anyway. I know they had a couple of younger boys in there on loan, but I think over the piece, I think they were happy, and I think we were happy with the standard. You know, sort of, we went for it, we attacked, we enjoyed it, and as I say, the team spirit sort of carried us through in a lot of games.
Did you get, I guess, before you left, to go on loan, you would be given some kind of, right, this is what we think you need to progress. During that year, then, how often were you in contact with Dundee? Were they giving you updates and giving you things on what you needed to improve on?
I think it was Mathers and Rayside that were sort of reporting back. Obviously, they had guys first-hand to report back to the club. So I think it went okay. I think we both calmed it all right. So I think, yeah, reports were all right, I think. I wouldn't go overboard, but thoroughly enjoyed it. That was the main thing anyway. So, Yeah, I thought it sort of toughened me up, and you know, I keep going on about these men that in there, like Simi and all these guys, just proper men, and it was a good environment. I know we were training just twice a week, but we were a good bunch, and yeah, I think it brought me on, to be honest with you.
Did you think you were more prepared then for maybe a crack at the first team for Dundee then?
I agree, yeah, maybe not right after the season, but I think it was definitely a stepping stone to that I can maybe play at the sort of competitive level and all that type of stuff. So yeah, I think it was going in the right direction. Not great, not going overboard, but just working hard and trying to sort of just start the game. So yeah, I think it went okay, yeah.
So I say, you were still relatively young at that time, 18, 19, so probably, you know, still plenty of time to learn and get
experience. I still had a farmer, did I not? I had to still had a farmer at that time, which is with Brent. When I started bloody dipping it off, but yeah, still young enough, so you probably look about 18, 19, you probably should be in about a first team if I'm honest, or stiffing, or getting a wee bit of game time, so probably the right time to get involved and get a lot of minutes. I've managed to get a few minutes off at Peterhead, so it was good.
So when you did go back, what was the discussions with the manager at Dundee then about your future that following season then?
Yeah, I think a few of us, I keep going on, there was a crop of us involved, so always, and I think that's when the old administration and all that kicked in, I think the following year, so I think that's when a lot of the old farm goats were away, and there was still a sprinkler, like, I think, there was a sprinkle of them anyway. Then there was sort of a bigger push for the youth. Lee Walken was still there. Barry Smith, Dave Mackay, Cup Tie. So there was still a sprinkle of the older sort of the senior players, Scottish players, but then there was a real push for the sort of youngsters, which benefited probably Linney and Dallum, Heggs, who else, Jabba. There was a sprinkle. So, yeah, so it was fine. So it was a good time for the youngsters, good thing, aren't we?
Yeah, you did get your debut then. You remember that game then?
Motherwell, let's say, at home, yeah.
Motherwell lost. I won that one.
Get that one quiet. It was in front of me, and it was like Ravinelli and all these boys up top. Novo, Walke, Spironi was in the goals, actually. Gavre, Barry Smith. It was a good standard, very good standard. Once Sarah was playing, Dave Mackay. So, yeah, so it was good. Good to be involved in that. I think he got injured during the week, so the manager just asked, said he was playing left back. So, yeah, over the moon with that. And Linney was in front of me, which made it easier. He could track back and help me out. So it was fine, yeah.
What was that experience like playing at Dennis Park for the first time?
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was good. Obviously, getting a call from the manager, so you're happy enough, but your first game for the club, you know, you're a little bit nervous, you know, a couple of changes of the underpants before the game and stuff like that. But once you get the first couple of touches, fine, just enjoyed it. Obviously, got beat, so it was rubbish, but overall, good experience.
Did you take a couple of minutes to get used to the crowd? I'd imagine it was a slightly bigger crowd than I think you'd maybe been used to at Balmore.
Slightly. I wouldn't go overboard. It wasn't the best. But, yeah, just getting, you know, there was a couple of, obviously, on the bench before in a previous game. So you're still warming up and still getting an idea for it. And obviously, a couple of early touches makes you settle down and just don't want to shank it. And just get a couple of good passes early doors into channels and once you're in about it, it was fine, totally fine.
You mentioned earlier about the administration in late 2003. How did that sort of affect the club? You mentioned a lot of the players had left. What was the atmosphere like? What was it like around about the club at that time?
It was doom and gloom, to be honest with you. A lot of your friends leaving, getting paid off, a lot of good friends because we grew up together, right, in terms from the youth team, but obviously the senior guys and stuff like that, and not just on the footballers, but the grim staff, the girls behind the scenes, coaches, yeah, horrible to see people losing their jobs at any time, but when you're in that environment, very, very sad, and just sort of lucky to be able to see you're still in employment, so But yeah, it was quite brutal the way it was done. And that was them just packing their bags and out the door. So sad, very sad, I would say.
Did you ever fear that you might be one of the ones dismissed as well?
I was a youngster, so, you know, you've not got as many, in terms of losing your job and losing all, you know, you've not got as many responsibilities when you're that young, so probably not. More fearful for, like, the girls in the canteen, or, like, it's their livelihood and things like that. So, yeah, concerns, no, not for myself, but for other people more so. Obviously, with families and things like that, and sports, so, nah, I was okay, yeah.
Did it come as a shock to you, how the whole thing came about?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we've gone on about the bloody wage structure beforehand, and some of the players that were walking through the door, then you just wonder when the bubble might burst. But it kept going on and on and on, then you're probably not surprised in the long run, but probably bad management, to be honest with you, if they couldn't pay it and pay the wages and stuff like that. So, yeah, sad one.
Was it difficult to kind of carry on knowing that so many guys that had gone, and you mentioned the people behind the scenes as well? Was it difficult for you to keep going, or was it because you are there that you wanted to keep going, if you like?
A wee bit of both. Obviously, two of my best friends, they are still, a couple of these guys lost the job, so Brasher. It was tough, you know, it was tough, but I think they wanted the best for you as well. So you just had to go. You were still employed by the club, and you had to go for it and try and crack on as best as possible. Obviously thinking about these guys that had got paid off, but you had to sort of play and go for it, and there was still a squad there that was capable to do okay in the league and stuff. So obviously very, very sad, but you were employed from the club still, so there was no other option.
At least half the city would have been quite happy with what was going on, I take it.
Yeah, obviously, because there was a wee sort of boost from the that blue side previous year, so yeah, I don't know, yeah. It was a good standard of player, but I'm not sure, yeah, just bad management. I keep going back down to that.
You end up with, I think, 11 appearances overall for Dundee. Then do you look back on your time there fondly?
Good time. Met some fantastic people. You know, 11 games, as you say, then a few on the bench, a new subs and stuff. So great experience, set me up for, in the long run. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Maybe could have done a wee bit more. Could have, would have, should have. But overall, lucky to play at that sort of level, so yeah, enjoyed it.
You went and had a spell at Forfar at the start of the 2004-2005 season. Seven games, there's not much really to talk about there. But,
hopeless. The manager today, I can't remember, is Rhys Stewart. I think he thought it was bloody Colin Cameron when he signed me. Like, he was putting me in little pockets off the front too, and absolute disaster. Not for me. Just, it was okay, it was almost on the doorstep, so went in, but I just could not get going. And as I say, he was playing me in the number 10 role. I could not add him and Eva, and I don't think he had seen me before. I think he had just heard, as I say, I think he thought it was Colin Cameron. But seven games, disaster. So it wasn't great. I actually met when we were having a beer in the Invercars after travelling back, and I bumped into all the Peterhead boys. And they were asking how it was going. So I think that's how my next move came along. I think that's how that one. It's horrendous. So, yeah, I'd like to forget about that Forfar spell.
Was that the hardest part of your career up until then?
No, it was torture. Honestly, I was expecting a lot more game time. I think they were up in division. I can't remember what division.
They were division 2, League 1.
Yeah. So I thought I was going to get a lot more game to enjoy it, but just did not work out there.
So the move to Peterhead happened in January then. So how did, you mentioned there you met some of the Peterhead guys, but was that how it sort of started then?
That's what, obviously I had I think it was a successful loan spell the first time. The boys were all in there. Charlie and all these directly good guys. So we're all just having a beer, having a chin wag, and asked if I'd fancy it. And I said, bloody right. That was after five or six beers, right? And I couldn't remember the next day. But that it sort of got the wheels turning. And then I think they made an approach, and that's what it came after after Christmas. So yeah, worked out fine.
Ian Stewart was the manager at that time. Then was the club different at that time in terms of the style between him and Ian Wilson?
Yeah, that's right enough. It wasn't Stewart and Mathers the first time. Mathers was playing, and Stewart was up front, and it was Ian Wilson. That's right, the first time. But Mathers and Robbie were still involved. Robbie was playing. That's right. It was Ian Wilson. Mathers and Stewie, honestly, absolutely fantastic. I knew them from playing previously. And when they asked, it was a no-brainer for me, to be honest with you. And that, I think at that time, that was the best move. And it ended up being absolutely fantastic. The boys that I met up there and the crop they had and the standard of player was brilliant. And great bunch of boys. I know the first bunch were good, but these boys were the creme de la creme up there.
We finished in second, obviously got promoted. Yeah. There's arguments if it had been for Gretna, we probably would have won the league that season. Do you agree with that?
100%. I don't know the difference between us and Gretna point-wise, but you know, we held our own every time we played against Gretna. Every time we're maybe a bit unfortunate, maybe got spanked once, if I remember, but over the course of the season, you know, if Gretna I think the standard and the football we played, and just a good bunch of boys again, which goes a long way, to be honest with you. Loved a beer, loved a wee giggle, and good bunch and good standard.
Could you believe your luck having obviously going through that spell at Forfar, where you said it was probably the worst part, to then ending that same season with promotion?
Unbelievable. I know the turnaround in a season, honestly. Chalk and cheese. So, yeah, fortunate. And once Peterhead came calling, then obviously the players that they had there, and it really kicked on from there. And, yeah, just the whole club was buzzing, to be honest with you. And, yeah, we just went for it. Just really, honestly, just enjoyed it. Enjoyed the football.
And you chipped in with four goals as well. In that 15 appearances, so obviously starting to find the net as well. Did you find it because of the way that Ian Stewart was setting up? It was more of a attacking thing, and you could maybe get forward a little bit more.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the left back, and I think Ian Good was there, and there were a good, honestly, good bunch. And yeah, he liked to attack in football, to play football. And once again, there was fantastic footballers there that allowed you to crack on and maybe stretch the legs up the park. Struggling to get back the park, but it was all right going forward. And yeah, try to add goals to the game, that's one thing, and maybe toughen up a wee bit. So I think early doors in my career, that's something I lacked, and maybe a little bit better as I got older.
Could you appreciate how big an achievement that was in terms of the promotion? Because I mean, we're only 5 years into the league. You know, we'd been Highland League just 5 years earlier. So for us, as obviously as fans, it was quite a big achievement. Could you appreciate that as well?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. As I say, I don't think there was any expectations to go and win leagues or anything like that. But I definitely think we stamped our authority in previous years. Which was maybe a stepping stone to what they wanted, and obviously they signed the right players at the right time, and just a fantastic blend. And Stewie and Mathers had a knack of that, and everything that they did was great, to be honest with you. Training was fantastic, they were well organised, well drilled, and they spoke well, and just good people, to be honest with you. And I think that's what attracted a lot of players up there.
What was the difference, maybe all the subtle differences that Stewart had between him and Wilson then? What was the sort of subtle differences?
I really liked Ian Wilson. I thought he was a great guy. But maybe fresh ideas, I think. and he was tapping in. He obviously had a good knowledge of the players. He was getting a few players from up there. He had obviously Mathers down here who was tapping into the Dundee connection. And once again, I think they've got good players at good ages and to kick on, so I think the sort of maybe knowledge of players was good. That's one thing.
So obviously going to the next season, we'll move up a league. What was the expectations then for that season? What was your expectations for that season as a personal level?
You know, obviously setting it before, so was it the playoffs that year?
That was the season we finished third and got into the playoffs, which we...
So obviously to get into the playoffs was the achievement, to be honest with you. And to sort of build on the year before, made a couple of signings again. And yeah, just to build on it, I know we finished second the year before and third. And to be fair, the standard then was great. Good, good standard. A few good teams. Obviously, Gretna were there. And yeah, Partick's and all these ones. There was a few full-time teams. So just to build and, you know, no fear. Went out there, just beat our heads, you know. But I think, you know, made a good account of ourselves in every game we played, scoring a few goals along the way. Then obviously Mathers with the back four were great and the old clean sheet. So that was a big help. Freddie B, what a man.
Obviously, Gretna come up with us as well, but obviously, Partick Thistle been in the league. Morton, Wraith, you talk about the full time teams. I guess a lot of people maybe would have thought that it might have been the Whipping Boys, but it wasn't certainly anything but that.
Yeah. We went out, there was just no fear. We felt like we had a wee bit of experience behind us, and obviously, the quality and the field was great. Great player. Made good signings. Martin Wood, fantastic. Mickey Heggs was in. Lenny, just honestly good players, good lads. And we all got on well. We all went for a beer and we stuck together. So, varied in age group. And loved it.
So, yeah, as I said, we finished third. It was a good season then. I mean, if you take away the playoffs then, third would have been a good season overall then, wouldn't it?
Definitely, 100%. I think if you weren't there, you'd be happy with that. And obviously just an added bonus that we were in there. So I think as a whole, I think the club was building, it was growing. Maybe not the budget was growing, but they were still attracting players for the distance that you had to travel. But yeah, I think the whole probably town got a little lift from the past couple of years and sort of set them in good stead for going forward.
Now we are approaching the sort of difficult subject of the playoffs, and it's we spoke to a few guys that were involved in the playoffs, and it's still sore, yeah, as it is. But we'll obviously talk about the Morton one first, because you got the winner in that one, and the 1-0 aggregate. When it was 0-0 away from home, and then you scored the winner at the second leg.
Great, good memories. Looking back at these games, good memories, as we're going to speak about in a minute. Glad you hope us. But good crowds, good standard, you know, to go to Morton up against it, I'd probably say again, and 0-0, take it. Then there's a turn leg. It was on a Sunday, I'm sure it was on a Sunday.
I think it was like Wednesday, Sunday, or something like that.
Morton green it during the week, so take the 0-0, then to come back, then I thought we played quite well. And the fans, the crowd was great, all the families were there, and it was great. And to win it 1-0, you know, you're obviously over the moon. To score the winner was great. So good feeling after that game, yeah.
Did you have to obviously celebrate the win, but then knowing that you're going to be playing again on the Wednesday and just have to kind of curtail the celebrations a little bit and just enjoy the moment, but then obviously look forward to the next game?
Yeah, I think I got carried out the boozer about the back of 11, so I was really enjoying myself that night. But yeah, I think, yeah, don't get carried away, old saying. But I'm back, I think we're training Monday, so just back to it, knowing that we've not done bugger all. We've finished third in the league, great, but no promotion yet, so get the minds on it. Another tough game, obviously, you know, beat Morton, fantastic. think Jimmy Mark was the manager at.
He was here.
Manager of Morton, yeah. So they were good standard then, but I knew we had a tough game on Wednesday or whenever it was. Yeah,
yeah, doing it Partick Thistle, which we end up winning 2-1 away from home, and you know, we're at half time in terms of the tie. We won it 2-1. What was your thoughts after that game? In between the first leg and the second leg?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, I went 2-1. Partick full time. Jimmer B scored, didn't he? The Bav, who was at Bav and Jimmer. Yeah, good goals, and as a team, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Everything, game plan from Stewie and Mayers, brilliant. Everything worked a treat. Nice. But once again, bugger all done. So going into the big game Sunday.
And as you mentioned, the Bav scores again early on. Mm-hmm. So if we put us a 3-1 up. Mm-hmm. Is there an air of that's it done and dusted?
You know, you're a youngster, so you're running about daft, but I think the crowd, everybody, you get, you do, obviously, you're thinking, you're hoping, you're praying that bloody full-time whistle goes, and, you know, good start again, and I don't think we change anything, but maybe sit back a little bit and say that just the goal we lose on 90 minutes, just, it takes... I actually deflects off me in the wall, and oh Jesus, you know, you're deflated at that point, but you know you've still got extra time and stuff, but yeah, you feel deflated, to be honest with you, after putting so much in, and the last kick of the game is a kick in the old Henry Hall, so to speak.
You mentioned the free kick, and I guess we still argue to this day whether or not it was a free kick that you can remember.
Johnson, wasn't it? Alfie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was a bit harsh, to be honest with you, but yeah, the joys and everything, and we've had a good bit of Donald Duck over the course of the playoffs, and to get these decisions against us at that time, oh bloody, I don't even know what year it was, 2007,
but that was 2006,
hurts, horrible, even talking about this, it's horrible. It's buts and maybes, but yeah, disaster.
Yeah, and Paul Mathers, he's adamant that free kick's going well wide as well.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's a bloody moosey crawler in and takes a nick. I think it's off of me, just to rub salt in the wounds from what you're about to speak about next, but just a disastrous day.
Was it a really as big a blow as what it was for us? And did you guys kind of... There's a couple of years, I can't remember who it was, maybe it almost kind of collapsed their knees, hands and their heads, just thinking, yeah. God, that's it.
That's it. You put in so much during the season. And probably the most enjoyable, I think a lot of the boys will say, the most enjoyable season they've ever had. And to go that close is just a kick in the old nuts. Like, and I missed the PK, just never worked on PKs, but just... I've always hit penalties and just a horrendous penalty kick for me to start proceedings. And I think Gibby did his ankle doing one of these ones. He bloody kicked the deck and trickled into the goalkeeper's hands. And it just never turned out from being a ball here away to going up to the championship, the first division, whatever. So it was tough.
Did you volunteer for a penalty, or had that been discussed before the game?
I don't think it was discussed. I would always hit a penalty. I've always hit penalties through the career, little stages. Always enjoyed that in penalties. Never really bothered me, but always wanted to hit a penalty. So, yeah, I think I went first, actually. But, yeah, a shocking penalty, to be honest with you. Good height for the keeper. I think it was tired legs, to be honest with you.
Did it make it worse that Paul Mathers scored his?
I know. Good PK. The thing is, you're confident in these penalties because you're always thinking you're going to get a chance of winning, but Mathers in the goals, like, you know, for saving them or for scoring them, fantastic keeper. But yeah, just deflated.
How long did it, I mean, maybe you haven't gotten over it yet, but did it take a while to get over it?
Yeah. In terms of getting back playing, you just want to get into the next gate or like get back and Sir Keir, gutted. I still am, to be honest with you. Doom and gloom. But you just need to get your stats with Stuart. The boys were brilliant after it. Obviously, it's a lottery, all these ones. But yeah, just wanted to get back and get the new season up and running and get going.
Was it a quiet journey on the way home?
It was quiet. All the families and that were up. Obviously, went up to the boardroom and all that. And a few tears. I'm a big emotional bear as it is. So there was a few bloody tears up there and a couple of beers. And, you know, you're gutted. But you're also quite proud of what you've done through the season. You don't see it at the time. But looking back, it was a good achievement. And you were close. And I think all the boys will say exactly the same. It's probably the worst feeling in football to go that close to getting up to the championship, but not to be.
Talk about that eagerness to get back playing and getting the new season started. Was that a long summer then, or did it feel a long summer?
Yeah, I think we needed a wee break, to be honest. I'm saying the management probably wanted to get into it, but it was a well needed break. So, and added to it again, Shuri made us added to it again, so fresh faces came in and a few boys went. So yeah, it was good to get back and see the guys again.
Was there a sense of you wanted to kind of put the wrongs right, if you like, to the season before and just push on again?
Push on again, you have to kick on. I think that's got to be your ambition. So once you've sort of you've got the bootsies in there and you're getting a feel for these playoffs, you need to go again and you need to be confident that you're going to do it, and you need to stick together as a bunch. So yeah, I think probably playoffs again would definitely be the aim. So yeah, I think that was Stuart and Mather's sort of aim before it. I don't know if they said it, but what they would be looking at, and probably the club after the previous achievement, probably from that point of view, they're thinking we should be up and challenging.
Yeah, so how surprised then were you that Shuri and Mathers had left, and certainly the way they left as well?
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the worst decisions I've come across, to be honest with you. Take them out after what they'd sort of achieved previously. I think, yeah, the boys were gutted. They took us to a wee hotel. I think it was after training. They told us the news. And I just think it was a very, very strange decision, to be honest with you, because I think they were only going to get better and build. And I think it's actually Scunner Stuart and previous. I don't think he's got back in really to it. I think it's totally Scunner him. No, Mayer's doing really well for himself. But yeah, just good bunch. Stuart, great guy, and you know he had the boys playing for him, which is not always the case, like not always easy, not always the case. But he had every single player, subbies, boys in the stand, everybody was involved. Like he had a good way about him, and everybody was just I think that is the word.
I know it's a difficult start to that season, but I think. The timing was obviously wasn't it great, but I think we all kind of felt that we would turn it round, and certainly with Ian at the helm, I think we probably would have done.
I agree. I totally agree. I think the hurt to stick by him. You have wee blips like that, and you know I don't think we started too well, obviously because of the ended up getting the old Dan Mark, but. Yeah, I just think stick. I just think you're too quick just to sack. That's my personal thoughts on that one, but and I think the boys are gutted that he's gone, because he's been a big part of bringing in a lot of players and the way he was and how enjoyable it was, to be honest with you. Boys playing with a smile on the face, travelling up, and I think just give him a wee bit more time, and I think it would have turned out differently, to be honest.
Do you think they were maybe guilty of because of their own success, maybe expectations was a little high than what had been previously?
Definitely. I think your once you've seen that over the past couple of years, I think your expectations definitely sort of increase. And it's probably Stuart and Mather's downfall that they had such good success or excellent success previously, because the standard's set more or less, so you've got to maintain that standard and you're wanting to be there. Obviously, Peter Head, they're thinking the chairman and the board, they're thinking you're challenging for the league and early doors. It might not happen, but it's a long bloody season, and yeah, disappointing. Gutted. It was the boys were gutted to that one.
Did you get a chance to speak to either of them shortly after that, or was it?
As I say, they took us. We went to a wee hotel. I can't remember. It was in the. I can't remember where it was again. But all the boys got together and they just explained what had happened and what the wee chinwag. And, you know, we all kept in touch, but we sort of you fade away. We're certainly not being involved in football again. You don't see him as much as you would sort of Mayers, who was involved. So you see them in the passing and stuff like that. But yeah, that was a sad one because they put everything into it. Surely a very conscientious man, and everything was bang on. You know, everything, his tactics, his training, everything was very, very enjoyable. And the way he came across, good.
What did you make of his replacement then, Stevie Patterson?
Character. First game, I think he was bloody pissed the night before and never turned up, or he was running late, so he had to give his team talk over the phone, and I think he got about three or four of the boys' names wrong and stuff like that. But yeah, just that, yeah, can't, obviously, you know, good pedigree from what he'd done previously, but yeah, I don't know. I just think Stuarty and Mayers were the right men for that job, to be honest with you. And Pell came in, and, you know, nice guy, like Pell, and Coops was in, and it was a tough gig, to be honest with you. Still had the boys, but I think maybe a couple left at Christmas and things like that, so it was tough. But yeah, I liked Pell, I liked him.
Was the training in that noticeably different then?
It was sharp, short and sharp. Everything was shooting, it was short and sharp, and it was good standard. So training, that was fine. We enjoyed it. We did enjoy it, but it just never worked out probably the way Pell imagined it to work out, and maybe the board and chairman imagined it to work out. It never sort of panned out that way.
Was that a difficult season for you on a personal level as well?
I was disappointed. Yeah, I don't think Andy really kicked on that year, and I don't know our position, where we finished.
We finished eighth, two points above relegation.
Yeah, I think it was disappointing, to be honest with you. So yeah, never really kicked on as what we thought would the year before. So yeah, a bit of a damp squib.
And that subsequently was your last season in your second spell, which obviously ended in the greatest sense of fashion. So did you leave Peterhead with a sense of near regrets, but what ifs maybe?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Loved everything about the club. There's nothing to do with that. I think the travelling was possibly getting to me a wee bit. It was a wee bit of everything, and obviously new manager and stuff coming in, got on well with them, but yeah, I thought a change, you know, we changed the scenery, and East Fife, I think, put in a bid for me at that point. So that's at the discussion. I was a bit closer home. There was new things at East Fife, and yeah, it was a tough decision, but I think probably the correct one at the time, if I'm honest.
It's a hypothetical question, but I think I know what your answer's got to be. A bit ahead, Ian and Paul stuck around the rest of that season and maybe stayed on for the following season, would you have stayed as well?
Yeah, I think I would have. I think that's a certain. I think a lot of boys would have. Nothing against Pell, good guy and stuff, but just what a shooting that had built. So it was tough, but obviously the East Fife one came along and it was a new challenge, and I know they were looking to do things as well. They were quite ambitious to get up the league, so so it was a good challenge. It was a fresh challenge at that time, and probably one I couldn't turn down.
Yeah, as you said, a fresh challenge, but you ended up winning the Division 3 title in your first season.
Yeah, it was good. Once again, a few Dundee boys in there, and they were a good bunch. They were a wild bunch, but there was a good standard in there, and met a few good guys in there as well. Kevin Fotheringham, Big Jonathan Smart, Smart days. Lloyd Jung, Linney ended up, he joined from Morton, and there were good standard. Big Sani came in. They were good players. McManus, Shagger, McManus, good players. And, yeah, kicked on and won the league quite comfortably. So, yeah, it was a good first season, yeah.
Much like your, we talk about your time at Forfar and then joining Peter Hayden, ending that season on a high. You obviously left Peter Hayden, maybe on a slight downer, but then you got that lift again from winning the league at East Fife. Did you find that you started enjoying your football again?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't enjoying it at Peter Hayden. I just think this fresh challenge just came at the right time, and it just gave me a little spring in the step, and I kicked on a wee bit and got going, and you know, got involved with East Fife, and it was a nice wee club as well, quite similar to Peterhead, not as good as Peterhead, but similar sort of club. But and it was fine, and they were a good bunch as well. Enjoyed it, and it was a good standard.
You obviously then moved up a league, and then would have ended up playing against Peterhead. So what was that like playing against them?
Yeah, it was good to see the boys. It was good to see the boys again. Obviously, there was a few new faces, new signings there, but no, it was good. Good to see them, and it was nice to see the backroom staff, everybody like upstairs and kitmen and just everybody, punters, and it was good. Good to be back and see everyone.
Is it difficult playing against a team that you've played for and had reasonable success? Is it difficult? You know, I know because we as supporters, we're obviously they're going to change our teams.
Yeah.
But you know, if for you as a player playing out against a former team, does it get extra lift on?
I enjoy going back to Peterhead. As I say, my family was from up there, and Peterhead holds a wee place in my heart anyway from the time there. I mean, I absolutely loved it, to be honest with you. So there was no going back trying to prove anything. It was just to go back and enjoy it, enjoy the whole occasion. And my uncle's up there, so he goes to all the games. He's Ellen, so it was just good feeling, and yeah, just good to see old faces, to be honest with you.
You did eventually come back again then for a third spell in 2009, yeah. And a different manager again this time. Neil Cooper had taken over. Was his being the manager one of the reasons why you did come back then?
Coops and great partner. Coops was a good partner, and he phoned and just fancied me back. And at that spell, you know, it was probably a tough decision. But I don't know. I just felt like there was a wee bit unfinished business, if I'm honest. Like to try and he was putting together a good team, and yeah, just whether it was the right call, I'm not sure. But you know, obviously great to be back at Peterhead, nothing against, but you know, I was thinking maybe a bit unfinished and maybe kick on up and maybe do something up there. But, yeah, so Coop's phone, then I made my mind up and I fancied that. And Big Bob, we used to travel up with Big Bob. So the numbers from the Dundee guys wasn't as large, but it was me and Big Bob.
So that's some travelling companion, that, eh?
Bloody Norris. The old suspension had gone on the old Fiat Punto. Oh, my goodness.
Been a long drive, was it?
He was brilliant. Big Bob's brilliant. Big Bob's fantastic. So good journey. Good journeys up and down. I bought an absolute wreck of a car off my sign on. It was like £300. This bloody, I think it was a Fiat Punto, and it used to bloody frost up on the inside. So Big Bob was trying to get in. I had the window on the bloody in the motorway, but enjoyable journey with Big Bob. Great guy. Good player as well.
I think he's one of the underrated kind of players in Wimbledon.
Brilliant. Ability-wise, fantastic. Reading of the game, obviously, mate, never had the legs, but reading of the game and passing of the ball and can score goals, set plays, oh, fantastic, and a great guy as well.
Did you find it, I know it had only been 2 years since you'd been there last, but did you find that the club had changed in any way?
Slightly, not dramatic. I don't know if the sort of the emphasis was there to win. I'm not sure if it was there, that drive to win leagues. I'm not sure if it was there, but obviously changing faces behind the scenes, but a different environment from the previous sort of time. But Yeah, I enjoyed that. The good bunch, they were getting more youngsters in from Aberdeen and stuff like that. So there was a good standard player there as well.
How different a manager or a coach was Cooper to Patterson?
Yeah, Coops. Coops was all right. Coops was relaxed, if you want to keep him on side. You didn't want to say the wrong side of Coops. But he loved the party. He loved the wee boxes. And he tried to get the boys G'd up. And, yeah, Coops was good.
It was only a brief spell, I think 6 months in total. Then in January, you're off to Australia, of all places. Then how did that one come about?
Obviously, I just thought Peterhead and sort of Melbourne were quite similar, so I thought, I'm waiting to zip up. I was a boy that I played with East Fife, put the manager on to me from a team over there in Melbourne, and just, you know, I was probably at the midlife crisis, but I watched life's no listening. It's at a midlife crisis, early doors, so I never had any connections, no family, no kids, no wife, so I thought I'd go for it. So went for that. It was good.
So what was the standard over there? What would you kind of compare it to over here?
It was a few good players, actually. It was a few ex-senior players. So it was probably like your second, third divisions. But just the bloody heat. It's no good for the baldy Napa runs. It's ready to collapse after. The heat was too much for me. It was unbearable. But a good experience. Everything was great. A few beers down to the beach, and they were welcoming over there. They were very nice.
You went over there at the wrong time, because obviously you went there in their high summer time in January, and that was just...
Oh, roasty toasties, honestly. my big gut was not for the old, for the big hunks and that on the beach, but cracked on and actually really enjoyed the season. Met a lot of good guys that were from all over the place. Every nationality in the team, but yeah, just a really nice bunch of guys.
What was Cooper's reaction when you told him you wanted to go?
Yeah, I think he was all right. To be honest with you, he was embarrassed. Obviously, it was a once in a lifetime thing that had come about. So, and I think he was getting in a few new faces anyway. Probably rightly so, freshen it up. So, nah, it was fine. He was all right. I think everybody was fine.
How would you sum up your time in Australia then? Was it a good learning curve?
It was a good learning curve. Lifestyle, everything. So, thoroughly enjoying the world. A few beers and met a lot of nice guys. So yeah, it was good. And just enough time then came back after, just to see the family and stuff again.
You returned back to Scotland again, weirdly, it's right about the end of the autumn, beginning of the winter, so going from one extreme to the other.
Bloody freezing my knackers off when I came back, it wasn't great.
So you come back to Montrose, how did that one come about then?
It was Heggy, best friend Heggs. Chris Hegger, he was there at the time, and Tweedy and Jinky, Ray Farnham, they were the management team, so just fancied getting me in training. I played with Tweedy at East Fife, so signed on there, and yeah, that's how that came about.
And you obviously had a couple of years at Montrose, and then spells in the juniors as well, and did you have thoughts of what you were going to do once you sort of hung up the books?
Not really. I thought I'd get involved with the coaching. Ended the career at Lockie United, and what a fantastic club that was. Great club, great people behind the scenes, similar to Peterhead. Everything was great there, so I thought I'd maybe do a bit of coaching there or whatever, but then obviously having twins and a six-year-old, so all my time spent there. But Lockie United's a club... I enjoyed, really enjoyed it there to end the career. Good bunch. So yeah, I don't know, maybe in time, maybe get back involved in a coaching level. But yeah, not really thought about it. Maybe in the future I will.
How are you looking back at your career as a whole then? How would you sum it up?
Probably could have done a wee bit more. I think when you're at that age with the beers and everything else. I think it's tough, but and your mind's wandering on other. But yeah, maybe commitment at times. But I found that out later on as my career went on. But yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. I met, as I say, I met best friends for life in terms of the football, and just enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed it. Not the best of players, but just worked very, very hard to try and get to a standard that, you know, I thought I'd given everything. Like, it was one thing I thought was 100% committed in terms of when I got on the football park.
What was it, the biggest sort of lessons you learned in your time?
Work hard. I think your attitude, and I think your attitude's massive, whether the youngsters have it these days, but just learned from, learned a lot from good pros and going about my early years and good pros. Just work hard and just give it everything, yeah.
We kind of touched on it a wee bit earlier on, but you've obviously hung up your boots now then. So what's life like now for the newcomer? What's your life hold now for you?
A lot of bloody running round. The twins are on the move now, they're one, so yeah, it's full on with these guys and my young lassies and all our clubs. And so it's a lot of running round for myself and my wife, but the weekends are there and it's family time. I get to watch an occasional game on the TV and catch up with results and stuff like that. But once the guys are up, who knows? I think I would like to get back involved in a coaching sort of capacity somewhere, management. I don't know just now. But being part of football for so long, it's part of you and it's part of the family. And so, yeah, so I think I've still got a wee bit more to offer.
Are you on a different chapter of your life now then?
Definitely, yeah. I've done the sort of family later on, at the end of the career, as I said. I enjoyed it thoroughly doing it. But, yeah, I don't know. If the phone rings, you know, it might be the right call to go along, who knows. But, yeah, I keep saying I think I've still got a wee bit to offer in terms of coaching or something back to football, and just learn a lot along the way, yeah.
What's the one thing that you missed in it's keeping that's the one thing that's keeping you in that hope of coming back again.
There was a good bunch at Crop, Martin Wood, Jamie Buck, Scotty Meekie, Heggy, Freddie P. Good bunch, Jarve, good bunch of boy, like everything was great. So yeah, you miss that, and you also miss the wee competitive edge in things. You don't get any more, so yeah, that's probably the two things.
Okay, thanks very much for coming on. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you. Hope it wasn't as too taxing as you maybe thought it might have been.
No, it's fantastic. Is it a free bar at this hotel? Sorry, Colin.
It is, yes. Drinks are on Roger, as they say.
Beautiful. No, thanks very much for having me. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Doing a fantastic job, as I said, up with the Blue Toon TV. I thought it was great as well, and no, I'm doing a good job, and always look out for the old Peter Heath results.
Yeah, we've had a fairly decent season. It's approaching the end as we're recording this, and with another success season in League One, which is, I guess, given the much like what we were talking about earlier, the full time teams and us being a part time team, it's always good to kind of stick around with it.
Yeah, definitely. It's a tough gig, and staying in the league's massive, to be honest with you. Then they'll see about probably Jimmy will bring in a few new faces next year, I would think. So hopefully going up the league and maybe have a playoff spot, I think that'll probably be the next sort of thing, but staying in the league's massive this year.
Okay, as I said, thanks very much for coming on. Always good to talk to you. And we'll catch up with you again next season at the Bulwer.
Definitely, Colin. Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate that, bud.
Cheers now.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
So once again, big thanks to Dougie Cameron for joining me earlier on. Always a pleasure to chat with Dougie. Such a good and great guy as well. So thanks again to him. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back again very soon with another player interview. So until then, enjoy your continued summer, and we'll see you again very soon. Cheers.